Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How about that? Sean's asking about taking babies to a ball game and all the issues, and then Lopez relates to it by saying he brought all his kids to France. How about that? This is a hell of a start here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Look at you.
Well, I had a million Marriott points. I don't think I dug into my pocket for that. Marriott points were quite the pass. It's not what you think it was. Although I'm sure you're going to run with it.
Bad and bougie.
It was all Marriott points.
Hey, you like to
points.
Take your baby to the ball game or the rodeo? Well, you know, I took all three to France. It's a great
And I didn't pay a penny. And I didn't pay a penny for the tickets anyway.
Yeah.
Marriott, baby.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. So we got some good vibes for all three teams. Let's start this off with some good vibes. All the major teams kind of vibe. And Texans begin OTAs today. We will hear from C.J. Stroud manana. John McClain going to join us after the press conference. He will get his wish. And I got to tell you, John, you better bring a really good question after all that complaining. This better be like Barbara Walters-like when you talk to C.J. Stroud. I want tears, damn it. I want tears. Also, haven't heard from Tank Dell until this weekend. Here was Tank Dell. Talking about the vibes and what he expects as OTAs begin for your Houston Texans.
I feel great. This is where I wanted to be at. You know, they came and drafted me, so it feels great. Rookie minicamp was good, you know, because me and CJ came in together and, you know, quarterback, receiver, we both young, so we both get to learn together, make mistakes together, and grow together. So it was good learning experience, rookie minicamp, but OTAs, we're going to turn it up a notch.
All right, so rookie minicamp tomorrow. D'Amico Ryans, you'll hear his voice tomorrow. You'll also hear C.J. Stroud's. Got our first look at C.J. Stroud over the weekend in the number 7 jersey. Got a little farmer's tan going. Yeah, that's a sign that you're putting that work in. C.J. Stroud with the farmer's tan. I got to tell you, though. I got to confess. I'll confess right off the top. Those uniforms just don't look good anymore. I don't know if I've just already moved past them. I don't know if they've already been old. They just don't. The uniforms just don't look good anymore. He looks about as good as you can look in that uniform. They just don't look great, though, anymore. I'm kind of over this. I'm ready for new uniforms.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out over the course of the year, because I'm with you. I'm ready to see the next version. But he was excited. He's got his jersey, but the uniform, you're right. It's like yesterday's news already.
Speaking of number 7, the Astros have won 7 games in a row. The soft part of the schedule, we talked about this. They've taken full advantage of the soft part of the schedule, and they're really going to be able to do that for a while now, because they're going to go to Milwaukee. They're going to have a series with Milwaukee. Then they get the A's again. Then they got the Twins, Angels, Blue Jays, Guardians, Nationals, Reds. So there's a lot of opportunity to stack wins. Jose Altuve comes back. They sweep the Cubs. They sweep the A's. Astros in pretty good shape. Rangers still clinging to that first place lead with 2 games, but the Astros are starting to play better baseball. I don't want to say their problems are gone. They're just doing what they need to do, and they're taking advantage of the soft spot of the schedule, and they're getting guys back.
That uniform looks pretty dang good on Fromber. I'll tell you that much. I mean, he's bookend this streak quite well. He's the one that got it started. He got it started facing Otani way back, the first of this 11-game stretch, when they've won 10 out of 11, 7 in a row. He started out with Otani going head-to-head, and now he put a capper on it. And this we've talked about this is the streak to take advantage of. You said they've taken care of business. That's not always, you know, that's oftentimes easier said than done, but they've done exactly what they've needed to do.
Merging baseball and CJ Stroud. I found this clip over the weekend. It's courtesy of Bat Boys Baseball. We're going to hear CJ Stroud speak tomorrow. I love the overall innocence, but this is from Bat Boys Baseball. Have you heard this clip yet, Figgy?
Nope.
This is awesome. This is some baseball analysis from CJ Stroud. So he's on the red carpet at an event. I saw Micah Parsons there, who, by the way, yeah, I don't think Deshaun Watson really appreciates you. I saw it was Max Crosby. It was basically the who's who in the NFL. And they asked CJ Stroud who his favorite baseball player is. Gotta love this analysis from new quarterback for your Houston Texans.
Favorite baseball player?
Favorite baseball player, Kanan Smith and Jigwa. Plays for the Pirates, the homie's big brother. Like, also, like, I don't remember his name, but he plays for the Angels. Tall Asian guy.
Otani?
Yeah, man, he's nasty. Him and Mike Trout are nasty.
He's nasty. Love that tall guy. So we'll hear from CJ tomorrow. Should be pretty interesting what he has to say. I anticipate that he's going to steal the show. That's what he's been known to do. I want you to tell me if one of the best players on the Astros was being truthful, because I think there's a possibility that he was. It's not a serious lie. I just find this hard to believe, even for this guy. So Kyle Tucker, he walked it off last week. He's a five-tool player. We know about Kyle Tucker, and he's really, really carefree. He just seems like he's kind of in his own world. He plays
baseball.
When I
step into the box, I have to be ready for anything.
He plays video games, that thing. So it was Kyle Tucker bobblehead night the other night. And the Astros, the stadium's always packed before the game. There's all kinds of lines for each game. And Kyle Tucker bobblehead night was a big, big one. I think people were lined up like 3 or 4 hours before. Here's Kyle Tucker after the game with the great Mark Berman of Fox 26. And I want you to tell me, Figgy, do you think he is serious when he says this? Because I think he's kind of believable. This is Kyle Tucker talking about his bobblehead night when he had his heroics at the juice box.
I didn't even know it was my bobblehead night, but maybe we should do that more often. I don't know. But, yeah, it was a good night.
He didn't know it was his bobblehead night?
I think it's possible. I really do. Go ahead, Figgy.
Yeah, I think he's telling the truth, man. For some reason, I think he's telling the truth because it seems like he's not really full of himself. So I could see this kind of getting passed. I don't know if the Astros make an announcement in the locker room saying, hey,
that's exactly right.
It's Kyle Tucker bobblehead night, y'all.
That's exactly right. You know how it works, Landry. A lot of times they'll just put the stuff on the player's chair. Whatever the giveaway is for that night, whether it's a ring or Astros towel, whatever, baseball. And so they probably just been, they get these bobbleheads, they stick them in their locker, and they give them away to their friends or whatever. So I think it's very possible that he didn't know. He just grabbed and, oh, that's me.
You know who might have looked the best, though, over the weekend? Talking about the Texans, the first look at CJ Stroud. The Astros, they've won 7 straight. Second place in the AL West. Third best odds, I believe, to win the World Series. I think they're at 9% right now, based on fan graphs. Might have been the Rockets. And it was a tough week last week for the Rockets, but you look at what's happening to Boston right now. Boston down 3-0. Boston kind of melted down yesterday. They lost by damn near 30. This is Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics, after they lose, sounding lost.
Joe, I don't want to say you lost this team, but is there a disconnect between you and the players at this point?
Yeah, that's where I have to be better, is figure out what this team needs to make sure that they're connected, they're physical, and they're together by the time we step on the floor.
Joe, is this an issue of just bad habits from the regular season showing themselves at the worst time?
I think it's regardless of the roster. We're playing against a great team. We're a great team. And right now, you know, they have the mentality and we don't. We have to get that back.
All right, there you go. The Celtics look lost. They're not poised. They're sporadic. They're poking bears. Last year, they were in the NBA Finals. There was never an instance where they were outcoached. They might have got outplayed by the Warriors, but they were not outcoached. The Ime Udoka hire looks even better now than it did before, because this team is crumbling. Coaching is clearly an issue. And if you want to grab something positive when it comes to the Rockets, I know you missed out on Wimby. You got the number 4 overall pick. Some may fear that James Harden's coming back, and you're kind of going to be on that treadmill, mediocre treadmill. That hire, been a good one from the beginning, looking even better during the most important time for the Rockets. So congratulations to them. Of all the things that happened to the big three teams, that might be the most significant.
I think it looks doubly better, because not only do you look good because with Ime Udoka, but you're looking at a Celtics team that, if Steven Silas had talent and experience, that would be Steven Silas. Joe Mazzulla is Steven Silas, basically. Their defense is just awful. They're completely checked out. They're lost. I think that makes the Rockets look doubly better for getting rid of Steven Silas and bringing in the guy that had them, that seems to be the right guy.
713-572-4610, trailer, wheel, and frame text line. So we have 7 straight for the Astros. The number 7, first time C.J. Stroud has worn it. The Rockets looking smart with M.A. Udoka. And OTAs tomorrow, we'll hear from C.J. Stroud. John McClain will join us. Lopez was getting romantic, though, over the weekend. He was, I would say, 55-60% of Lopez's show doc was about another story in sports. Lay it out for me, J-Lo.
20 to 25%, maybe. 20%. I'm looking at it right
45.
Now. 20. I'm looking at it right now. this was an incredible, incredible story. And I put it on the doc knowing that you're not a big golf fan. You know, I don't figure he doesn't like golf. This isn't a golf story.
Okay.
Did you watch
Kinda
it?
Is.
Well, by association, but the story is of the guy that was just an absolute nobody. Like, there's just not a lot of true Cinderellas anymore, you know. And I know that's a cliche, but there's just not a lot, because like even some of these teams that make the NCAA tournament, they're really good. You know, they might not be from a big program, but a big conference, but they're really, really good. But if you saw. If you saw Michael Block this weekend, what he did, he's a PGA pro. He could be working at Memorial Park.
His name?
Michael Block.
Is this the guy that hit the hole in one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. See, Figgy, it's not just a golf story. So I was
hole in one's a golf story.
Well, his story is not a golf story. Hole in one definitely is a golf story. And I was sitting there thinking,
he's a golf pro, right?
He's a PGA pro at a public course in California.
That's golf.
Is this his first time playing golf? He's
not on the PGA Tour. He qualified as a golf, like somebody.
So he's like a walk-on.
Like somebody at Memorial Park, somebody at a public course near you, they can enter. That's why they call it the PGA Championship. Like all the PGA people can qualify.
Okay, I got you.
So he basically came off the street. And he charges lessons like 100. I mean, he gave this hokey like pitch on a local commercial about $150 an hour. He gives you golf lessons and et cetera, et cetera. And he not only qualified, like 3 rounds of qualifying just to get to the PGA, then he's mic'd up on Thursday just as like, hey, here's this cool story of this golfer finally playing with the big boys.
Sounds like a golf story.
We can move on. We don't have to do this.
No, keep going.
No,
what
we
happened?
Don't have to do this.
I'm listening.
I know you're not a golf fan.
No, I'm listening. I know, but it's not a golf story. What?
Yeah, it's definitely bigger than a golf story.
It's bigger
I guess,
than a golf story.
I seen it on a news network.
He hit a hole in one?
He qualified for the weekend. He made the cut, which was like an enormous story. Just making the cut. Some guy off the street, basically, a PGA professional. And then in the final round, he gets paired with Rory McIlroy. And the video of him when he found out was incredible. He's like, oh, great, this is going to go well. And he made the top 15. He made a hole-in-one to make the top 15. And then he qualified for the PGA again next year, so he doesn't have to do the qualification. Obviously took the sports world by storm. And now the people over at the Colonial in Fort Worth basically gave him a sponsor's exemption to play next week. This guy overnight became a multimillionaire. I'm sure he's going to be used. He made $300,000 just for finishing 15th. He was hustling on the driving range trying to make $150 an hour. He was like hustling trying to make $150 an hour as a teaching pro, and now he made $300,000, qualified for the PGA next year, and they gave him a sponsor's exemption in Fort Worth to play this week. Actually, he was going to fly home, and he flew to Fort Worth today. And I was just like, you know, it's okay sometimes to just follow those guys that are just incredible stories.
So how rare is this?
It's never happened.
It never happened. Okay.
A PGA pro has never made the top 15 in a PGA championship. Very rarely do they make the cut. I think it's the first one to make the cut since like 2015 or something like that. And to do that and then make a hole in one on number 15 on Sunday playing with Rory McIlroy. It was, I was like, we were watching that. The whole family came over. We were eating some crawfish. God, man, I had crawfish for the first time all season.
They're fat right now.
Oh, they're
really
so
fat.
Good.
Seem fatter.
Shout out to Swamp Donkeys in Kingwood, man. We got BG brought some from there. It was awesome. So we were just gathered around the TV watching this. It was pretty damn incredible. This is like, you don't see these very often anymore, like true Cinderella stories. And so you're going to hear him again. You're going to hear that name again this week. We'll see how he plays.
Good for him, man. Good for him. It's like a real-life tin cup, right?
I got a very serious question for you.
Let's get it.
What does get you going when you're watching underdogs? Do you not like them?
What do you mean?
And I'm not being a smartass.
No.
Because I think this is an incredible story.
Like this? I don't. The whole, like, golfer competing just in a tournament doesn't do much for me.
Happy Gilmore,
I don't
man.
Watch golf. Well, Happy Gilmore won.
Well,
Happy Gilmore didn't just qualify and get free handouts to go to tournaments. Happy Gilmore won and earned his way on. Mm-hmm. And this guy earned his way on. The bottom of the golf is weird for me because I feel like a lot of these guys don't even expect to win. They're just showing up and playing. And I just don't watch golf. I'm not a Tiger golf guy at all. The Miami Heat are getting me going. I mean that right
sure.
there, that's an underdog. That's a team that played in. That's big. That's big Coconuts Jimmy from right there at Tomball. That gets me going. I'm a big fan of that. But yeah, I just didn't watch. I didn't watch the golf guy. I saw he did something.
The underdog stories are just rare. I thought it was pretty awesome. Jimmy Butler, not necessarily an underdog by any stretch, but what they're doing is kind of in the neighborhood a little bit. Number 8 seed.
It is Reaction Monday here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Texans got the OTAs going today. Media access tomorrow. D'Amico and CJ Stroud will speak. John McClain will be here straight from the podium onto your radio. We have the Astros. They got a day off. Much needed day off before they go to Milwaukee. Take on a pretty good Brewers team. Much better than what they've seen. And the Rockets, they're kind of just chilling, but they're looking smart as hell. And my man Mike Block, he gets to play some golf this week. So congratulations to
say who?
Mike Block.
Michael Block.
That's his name, right? Michael Block.
Yeah.
Coming up, the new QB and the old QB. Deshaun and CJ were both the number one trending topics in sports over the weekend, but for much different reasons. We will discuss next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.